Welcome to the Angel News Network's Current Events Broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realms, supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and during each of our 50-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity, and we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain. Greetings, beloved students. I come to you from the band of frequency of consciousness that you know as the Ascended Mastership Realm of Saint Germain. It is a time within your evolution and ascension process to focus upon your self-empowerment, the inclusion of yourself as a divine being, being a human being at this time, and all of the discussions that we have this morning. No matter what the topic or the current event is, the foundation and the truth and the support and the guidance that you need within these activities is something called your self-empowerment, your connection to your I Am Presence. So you might ask yourself, and this may be one of the questions of the interviewer at this time, what is the I Am Presence? The I Am Presence is a presence. It is an internal, permanent connection to your higher divine self, which you are in the process of reconnecting with at this time. And I'm sure we'll get into further discussions of exactly how this I Am Presence is used and can be used. You're the only living entity on this particular planet who can say, I am blank. Fill in the blank and allow the self-empowerment of which I speak. And the higher consciousness known as God or the I Am Presence Eternal is the presence who calls itself I Am That I Am. Since this band of consciousness which has created everything is the I Am That I Am, and you are the I Am blank, however you may fill that in, activating your self-empowerment. I'm sure we'll get into further discussions of the violet flame, which is another tool at this time. So let us begin discussing a higher 5D, if you will, perspective on the things that are going on within your 3D to assist your process of ascension. How may I help you at this time?
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
It's interesting that you began with comments about the I Am and the violet flame. That was going to be my second question, but now I'm going to make it my first question. I think that's a perfect introduction to discussing these two powerful tools that you have taught and told us about for a long time now. So I just heard you say, I'm going to paraphrase, that the I Am Presence is our original and permanent connection to our eternal divine higher selves and to the higher and to the Ascended Masters as well.
Yes, it allows the whole process of ascending into master, high ascended mastership.
I'm going to be asking about the violet flame as well, and how they can be used together. But it would help me for us to continue talking about the I Am Presence. You have called this a very powerful tool. It might be obvious, but could you explain to us in what way it is a powerful tool and how we can use it?
Well, if something you call God, which is the creator of everything, is the I Am That I Am, then you can begin to see you being I Am blank, however you would fill that blank out, as an aspect, a diversified aspect of the I Am That I Am. Do you understand?
Right. So how would we employ it?
By saying it. By simply saying I Am and fill that in. And be aware of what you are intending, manifesting, and declaring yourself to be. And through that beingness, what type of doingness are you activating?
So in a way, it becomes a tool of creation, isn't it?
It is. It is you being the creator creating all the time, just as the one you call God is doing.
And you have told us that ascended masters have learned to master energy. So then the I Am Presence becomes a tool for learning how to do that, isn't it?
Yes. This is the great tool that we are the ascended mastership, and we are the frequency of James Saint Germain are not the only one. There are others. There are other flames in addition to the violet flame. But collectively, they are the tools to access you to your eternal, permanent, higher divine self.
So if we're going to use it well and wisely, then we have to be conscious of how we use that in order to learn to become the creator, in order to learn to master energy.
Your belief of it existing needs to become the knowing of its existence and eliminating any fear, doubt, or ignorance of the reality of its existence. Remembering that fear, doubt, and ignorance are the monsters of mankind. So any doubt, any fear of it, any ignorance of saying that it doesn't exist will prevent the application of the I Am Presence. It is a presence, it is a consciousness, which reflects the consciousness that created everything originally.
So to engage the I Am Presence, we would be consciously in using it and affirming it to create what we want to create.
Yes. By simply stating, I am, and how might you fill that in?
Is there also a more general affirmation you would suggest to us to employ the I Am Presence?
The mantra, if you will, of I Am is essential in its application and the use of it.
Now let's talk about the violet flame. What is the violet flame?
It is a band of consciousness of one of the seven sacred flames which allows transmutation and freedom. And what does this mean? Transmutation is allowing a shift and change from density to a higher frequency of existence. And what does the freedom of this flame reflect? It reflects a freedom from self, a healing of self, a release of self. So these two intentions of this particular flame and the color violet, as many of you know, connects with your crown chakra, is a very high frequency within the entire intricate system and chakra system of humanity.
I would like to read a statement, a teaching you gave us. We've been working together on a project called The Refounding of America. And in our discussions, I'm going to read this. It's about three sentences. I just think it's so powerful. The purifying power of the violet flame can be achieved by visualizing yourself standing within a column of violet flame, flooding from toe to head, and extending several feet on either side of your physical body. Hold this for several moments, allowing the purifying effect of God power to fill every atom of your body. This flame balances your emotional and mental bodies, allowing a balanced flow of energy throughout every cell in your body, raising your consciousness.
So remember, the color violet, which is a frequency, as all colors are, is a combination of blue, the masculine, and pink, the feminine, coming together in balance. We should also add that wisdom as to how the frequency of this color assists you in what you've just described.
So the violet flame can also be employed in the balancing of the masculine and feminine energy.
It is indeed that balance itself. Are the colors that come together to create it in something called violet.
Well, you have said that until we balance the masculine and feminine energies, we are not going to be able to progress into our ascension.
It is the root, if you will, in your vernacular, of all of your duality and separation and confrontation that exists on your planet at this time.
So balancing those energies and employing the violet flame would be very essential in the process.
creating equality, harmony, and balance through the love frequency, yes.
So we may have already said it, but I'm just wondering if it's so important and this is such a powerful tool, can you give us an affirmation that would help employ the tool in a effective way to balance those energies?
I am the violet flame. I allow the violet flame to come into my emotional, mental, and physical being at this time, and I hereby declare it will heal and release any impediment to my ascension into a higher frequency of existence.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's very focused and powerful. You know, St. Germain, I'm kind of curious. The I Am Presence and the Violet Flame are so powerful and so important, and I don't understand why I never heard about them until I began studying and reading your teachings. Why don't they show up in the Bible and in earlier, more ancient spiritual texts?
It has something to do with inclusion versus exclusion. The religions that you grew up with were asking you to reach outside of yourself in order to ascend into what is called heaven. These teachings allow you to realize that these gifts, that these tools, if you will, are readily available to you at all times. In fact, beloved students, the DNA and the RNA of the violet flame already exist within your hearts. Place your hands upon your hearts. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to access the frequency of the violet flame that already exists within your hearts. Your religions did not tell you this because this would prevent them from being in control.
Well, this alludes back to your initial introductory comments where you referred to your teachings as being self-empowering. That's exactly what they are, aren't they?
Everything we're going to discuss in this program called Current Events Broadcasting, beloved students, the foundation of it will be you're in self-empowerment. You're employing tools such as the I Am Presence and the Violet Flame and other tools of self-life mastery, freeing yourself through transmutation and freedom of the Violet Flame to connect with your eternal divine presence, which is you being the creator, creating all the time.
I just want to say that the I Am Presence and the Violet Flame contain so many of your very powerful teachings. The I Am Presence and the Violet Flame are powerfully taught in the project that we're working on, the Refounding of America, and it's been such an enlightening experience for me. So thank you so much for all of your teachings today, St. Germain.
You're welcome. We look forward to gathering with you again soon.